بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا عارفانہ کلام پیش خدمت ہے، جس کا مضمون ہے میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، کیا ہوئے ہیں؟ اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں. ایک دل ایک بار بھی دل میں آئی ہے کہ حسینوں سے مطلب صرف عورتیں نہیں ہوتی، بلکہ جس چیز کی محبت دل میں آ جائے، جس چیز کی، کبھی گھر کی، کبھی فیکٹری کی، کبھی تجارت کی، بہت ساری چیزیں ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست. کون سے؟ جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی. ہائے ہائے کیا کہا حضرت والا، کیا فرمایا، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی. کیسے ملتی ہے؟ زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں، زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں. کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں. کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، بیوٹیفل پوم. میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہے. حضرت از اسپیکنگ ٹو اس دیٹ whoever wants to go on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to make some sacrifices in life. And Hazrat is saying that I'm giving you an example. I'm also living in today's time, today's zamana, where there's so much of fitnas around, and I also went through all of this. Like one is a person hears of somebody long time ago, he went through some sacrifice, mujahada. He said, but that time was easy, there wasn't so many women around, there wasn't all of these fitnas. Hazrat says, no, I am living in your time also, and I went through all of these sacrifices, and what Allah Ta'ala will give to a person, Allah's fadl, karam, kindness, love, muhabbat, we look at all of these things by sacrificing our desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hai, tab kahi ja ke unko paaye hai. That a person has to beautify his heart with the sorrow, with all marks of sorrow. He has to break his heart many, many times. Then only will a person go and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Afif Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, like if there's an earthquake, then all the houses are destroyed and broken. Then the government says that we ourselves will come and rebuild your houses. So when a person himself breaks his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the desire will come in every person to do guna, to do sin. There are many sins around us all the time. The desires are there. But when a person breaks it, now he cracks his heart, and Allah Ta'ala will come in now, purify that heart, clean the heart. Allah Ta'ala will himself will come in the heart of that person. All that filth and dirt will flow out now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in the heart of a person. So Hazrat says, then you will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have beautified your heart with this sorrow and this grief, breaking your heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. And that person in whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come, then that person's life is something completely different. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. A person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's two jannat for him. So in Mirqat Mullah Liqari rahmatullah alayhi, he explains this hadith, as part of a hadith, and then he explains this ayat of the Quran. There are many tafsirs of this here, but he says one is jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. That one jannat a person will get in this world for the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be with that person at all the time. So we cannot imagine what enjoyment that person goes through. If you are with a person got married now, he's with his wife. how much of enjoyment he gets just by being in a company. And she separates, he feels a bit uneasy. So here a person, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا. Allah is with that person. It's a special feeling, ma'iyat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that person. So his life is completely different. As our Buzrooks mentioned, another example is that person who is not baligh. And then another person is baligh. So that baligh person, the feelings he gets, the enjoyment he gets now, he is with woman, he is doing all of those things, is different from a person who is not baligh. A baligh person also was playing with girls, he was taking a slingshot and he was shooting stones at her and he was throwing stones at her and fighting with her and arguing with her. But now when he becomes baligh, now there is a completely different, a change which has come in his life. There is a different enjoyment a person gets. That is baligh, physically baligh. When a person becomes spiritually baligh, he gets a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the same things in this world, they mean nothing at all to him. Seeing that girl, she was like nothing to him before, he was fighting with her, arguing with her. But now he becomes baligh. So now he gets a different feeling for her. Similarly, a person who gets a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he looks at other people who are not baligh, who haven't reached that level, and he looks at them running after dunya, running after money, running after all of these things. And he feels sorry for them, that these people, what they're running after, such small things. Like that baligh person, he sees now his friends playing with marbles. He says, what are you playing with marbles? This person says, you playing with, going for a woman, what's so beneficial in that? Look, I got my marbles, I got my kite. He says, what's that kite in it? These people don't know exactly what is love, what is enjoyment in this world. So when a person becomes baligh in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he looks at the people of dunya running after millions and billions and houses and cars and women and all of these things, and he actually feels sorry for them. So the easiest way to get out of all of our problems and all our worries and frustrations and love of this dunya is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get the love of Allah ta'ala, automatically everything else will leave a person's heart. Allah will come in the heart of a person, the love of dunya, love of woman, love of these things will automatically leave a person. It becomes very easy for a person to control himself. So as it says, my life now is completely different. That person in whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come. In haseeno se dil bachane maine bhi gham bhi bahut uthaye hai. Saving myself from these beautiful women, these dollies, another Maulana mentioned here, anything which will take a person's heart away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful house, there's nothing wrong with having a beautiful house, beautiful car, this is 100% halal. But if it will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you haven't got time for salat, you haven't got time to go to your sheikh, the majalis of your sheikh, you're all the time engaged in those things. So a person has to save his heart from these things. Hazrat says, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hai, I sacrifice a lot. And as Hazrat mentioned yesterday, that is not one time. This examination is coming every day in our life. And especially those people who are outside, one is in a good environment, alhamdulillah, you are safe to a greater extent. The person who is outside working in the shops, in the marketplaces, in the bazaars, person is going to school, university, there is so much of fitnas and evils around him. And now a person is sacrificing his heart for Allah's pleasure. Then other thing, I also sacrificed very, very greatly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save myself from these hasinas, these beautiful women. So we have to make sacrifice. Nothing in this world comes without sacrifice. Even for small temporary things of this world, a person sacrifices so much. Early in the morning he wakes up, he goes to work. What are the sacrifices he makes to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest being? So shouldn't a person, an intelligent person, be somebody who sacrifices something? Allah is testing a person. Husne fani ke chakkaron mein mir kitne logon ne ek din gawaye hai. As it says that in running after this beautiful woman, how many people have wasted lives, their whole life, how many hours and hours of theirs. Person thinks, I went on the computer yesterday or day before yesterday, I was watching one film, one movie, 2 hours of my life went. 2 hours of my life, such valuable time, it was wasted. How many years of my life been wasted running after this woman, after these movies, after the first and third of this dunya, and what benefit did I get? As our Buzruq says, that for a few seconds, a person gets a bit of enjoyment, and then after that, it's come to an end. On the other hand, a person who broke his heart, it was for a few seconds. He had to make that mujahada for a few seconds. But the rewards are eternal. So an intelligent person is he who doesn't look at the cash, he looks at credit. How much I'm going to get? Much, much more. And credit is not the same amount. Thousands of times, much, much more a person will give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to a person. And one great gift the ulama say is, which Allah will give a person, whoever looks after his gaze, is that for every gaze he lowers for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him the dar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest gift in Jannah. So every time a person lowers his gaze, just think, I will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place of this. How many gazes? And we are every day we are looking after ourselves, so much of temptations around us. So 100 times in a day, 100 certificates of Iman Allah is writing for you, and how much of closest you are getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people have wasted their lives. All of us look at our past life also, If you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of our life we wasted, really, in all haram things, in looking at haram, etc. Sik sakal bigri to baad nikle dost, jinko pehle ghazal sunaye hai. That woman who was singing songs and nazams and ashar for her, today when her form, her geography has changed, then she has become history. And Hazrat mentions another form, her geography changed, now she becomes history. So here Hazrat says also that she's ugly now, her form has changed. Now you're running away from her, you don't want to even see her. So Hazrat used to mention that you must always think, if your eyes to fall onto somebody beautiful, then immediately start thinking when she is in the qabr, in a grave, or start thinking that she's an old woman now, and now her teeth have fallen out, and her cheeks have gone inside, and there's all pimples on her face, and some flies are coming, and there's dirt coming out from her nose, and it's flowing all over there. And now a person thinks that this is the woman I'm running after, filth and dirt. How can I be so stupid? So if not now, but tomorrow, definitely she'll change. Her figure will change. Everything will change. And sometimes look at our old people, our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and think all the beautiful women in the world one day will be like this here. So why am I running after this temporary and fake beauties? Manzile qurb yu nahi milti, zakhmi hasrat hazar khaye hai. You won't just get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have to sacrifice in this world. As it says, you get positive and negative. If a person is only making positive ibadat, then you won't get electricity. But you need positive wires and negative wires. When the two meet together, then you will get current. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, all of us, we are reading our five times salat, we are fasting in Ramadan, we are doing the good actions, we are making tilawat of Quran. Now it's just to stay away from sin. You join these two together, and current will come through, inshallah, we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, we have to make effort also. But kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar, fazal ka asra lagaye hai. This work will only take place with the fazal and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walawla fazlullahi alaykum wa rahmatu, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada, walakin Allah yuzaki man yasha. If it wasn't for the fadl and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of you people ever will become purified. But Allah is the one who purifies. Allah is the muzakki haqiqi, the true person who will make tazkiyah of a person. And Allah purifies whomsoever He wishes. So Hazrat mentions here that the three things we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala, through your fadl, your grace, through your rahmat, your mercy, and through your mashiyah, through your wish, Allah make my tazkiyah. Allah purify me, because we cannot do anything ourselves. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But definitely Allah looks at the person, how much talab and desire he's got, and then Allah ta'ala sends you fadl and karam. Upon that, Allah grant all of us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Zawala, Arif Billah Rumi, Waqf, Tabriz Duraz, Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtasar, Nabur Allah, Maqsuka Kalam. Sabak deti hai har dam, ahle dil ki daasta mujhko. Jahan dekar mila hai dil mein wo jaane, jahan mujhko bahut khune tamanna se mila sultan ja mujhko. Jahan dekar mila hai dil mein wo jaane, jahan mujhko bahut khune tamanna se mila sultan ja mujhko. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko, to apna dard khud karta hai majboore bayan mujhko. To apna dard khud karta hai majboore bayan mujhko. Bahut khune tamanna se mila sultan ja mujhko. Bayan dard dil aasan nahi hai dosto, lekin bayan dard dil aasan nahi hai dosto, lekin sabak deti hai har dam ahle dil ki daastan mujhko. Sabak deti hai har dam ahle dil ki daastan mujhko. Bahut khune tamanna se mila sultan ja mujhko. Zubaan-e-ishq ki taasir
اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں، زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں، مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو، مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی، قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی، کیوں کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو، کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی، میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی، بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہ و فغاں مجھ کو، بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہ و فغاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں، کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں، سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو، سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر، ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جا مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی. This beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining us just part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how enjoyable it is, but what sacrifices a person needs to make in this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he can reach that high connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise we'll be just living in a dream world, that I am attending majlis, I am the murid of a certain sheikh, but that alone is not sufficient. For this, one is to have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to take the dawa, and the dawa that is given,
it might be bitter, but the more bitter that dawa a person takes, the more effect it has in the heart. So Hazrat says here, sabak deti hai har dam ahle dil ki dasta mujhko, that what I get lessons from the lives, the autobiography of the people of heart, ahle dil, those people who sacrifice their life for that great being Allah Rabbul Izzat, who gave their life, who gave the heart to them. If you sacrifice your heart for Allah, Allah Ta'ala is the one who knows the value of your heart. And that is why in Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala says, the sky is too small, I can't fit in the sky. The earth is too small, I can't fit in the earth. Where I can fit is the heart of a believer. But if we want Allah Ta'ala to come in that heart has to be purified, and that heart has to be pure, then Allah Ta'ala automatically will come in the heart. And this is what we learn, that when we hear the lives of the pious elders, and we hear their autobiography, this will give us encouragement, and this will make us realize that what sacrifices these people did. And then we will learn that how the malaika envy these people. Are these angels or we angels? What sacrifice? Forget Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, our pious elders of recent times. What sacrifices they make, it's mind-boggling that what kind of a person this is. But that is then when they become Hazrat. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his life alone is such a lesson for us of his Hazrat's autobiography. From a young age of 16, 17 years, sacrificing his life to live in a village with an old man. But Hazrat knew the value of that man, who had in his heart the love of Allah, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Bulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. And not 1-2 years, 16, 17 years Hazrat stayed in his company. And what khidmat. Then when Hazrat Allah Ta'ala opened his tongue, the bayan of the heart, Hazrat explained, then when it opened up, people realized. So the sacrifices, then he got Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us here, jaha dekar mila hai, dil mein wo jaane jaha mujhko. Bahut khoon e tamanna se mila sultan ja mujhko. Hazrat says, I had to give the world. In other words, Hazrat Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, was from a sort of, so to say, a royal family. But Hazrat sacrificed all those things. And Hazrat was an intelligent man. His father also had great hopes as far as dunya's position is concerned. Hazrat sacrificed all those things, lived in a village. So Hazrat says, I gave the world away. Then, dil mein wo jaane jaha mujhko. Then in my heart, I got the king of both the worlds. So to get the king of both the worlds, we'll have to sacrifice whatever we can as far as the outward pleasures of dunya is concerned, the outward attractions. As today, the minds of people have been indoctrinated. Every youngster, every forget youngster, his father, forget his father, our Shaykh says so beautifully, tum pachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. You 55, 60, you're still thinking like a youngster, that if he doesn't get a degree, how he's going to earn his money? How he's going to lead his life? Allahu Akbar. Look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave sacrifice everything of the world. They are the real kings of the world. Why? Hazrat says, bahut khoon e tamanna se mila sultani ja mujhko. What a lot of, Allahu Akbar, the blood of my desire, hope. Everybody has got hopes. I also got hope that I'll become a doctor, I'll get this, but those are just the outward distraction and the real dhoka of this world. That nothing of the outward things, your degrees, your businesses, nothing can give you honor, respect, dignity. What? If you sacrifice all this for the love of Allah, then only you'll get the king of both the worlds. And when Allah comes in the heart, Malikul Mulk, Tutil Mulka Man Tasha, Watanziul Mulka Mimman Tasha. It is Allah who is controlling both the worlds and all the universes. Then Allah Ta'ala gives honor to whom He desires. Allah snatch away from whom He desires. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq that we take a lesson from the lives of the Ahlullah and see that how they reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. They sacrifice great, great things in their life. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko, to apna dard khoon hai, to apna dard khud karta hai mujboor bayan mujhko. Hazrat says, when I look deep into my heart, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I see the deep scar of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your own people will taunt you. That what a stupid person, leaving all the things of this world. And we see today, and not only today, as Maulana Musa explained, every zamana, there was this test. Today you want to tell, but teach your children schooling at home, people will say, what, you're destroying your children. What you doing to them? So Hazrat says, when I see the deep wound of all these sacrifices I made, and people taunting, and others jealous when they see you in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was a different aspect of Hazrat's life. So Hazrat is explaining, when I see the deep wound of mine, to apna dard food karta hai mujboor baya mujhko. Then the pain of the love of Allah through which Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah made me go through these sacrifices, and Allah blessed me with that love. Now when I see that deep sky in my heart, automatically I can't help but I have to explain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how did we get this love of Allah in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the village, where everybody wants to be in the city, in a village, and at that time, Pulpur, where our great Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim, Hazrat Shah Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali loved. It was a village at that time. And a young man like Hazrat, Allah Akbar, sitting in a company of a great man, see what Allah Ta'ala will bless with. That Hazrat further explains what Allah blessed. Bayan, dard-e-dil aasan nahi dosto, lekin sabak deti hai har dam ehl-e-dil ki daasta mujhko. That, oh friend, to explain the bayan of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not an easy thing. One is, this is a very great subject. Like today, every small thing, there's a big seminar. And people are paying online, you're paying so much to go for a seminar. And end of the day, what you came? What? Absolutely nothing. You just wasted your money, your time. Wallah, this seminar here that we are in now, this majlis of dard-e-dil, Allahu Akbar, few minutes of the Hazrat's bayan is worth millions and millions. We can't imagine how great it is. So Hazrat says, to explain the talk of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not so easy. But what gives me that himmat and that courage to explain it, when I think and take the lessons of the lives of my pious elders, that what was their lives, and from their lives, sitting in their company, Allah Ta'ala gave us this dard-e-dil, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is how we explain it to our friends. And when people hear, and as it is mentioned, Hazrat explains, that talk that comes from the heart affects the heart. And that talk, like myself, who just comes from the tongue, it just goes over the head of people. People will say, very great orator, but nothing went into the heart. That only that will go into the heart, which comes from the heart. And as Hazrat explains, that you'll only get from people who has got it in their heart. Zubane ishq taaseer ehle dil se sunta hoon, magar mashoor karti hai muhabbat be zubaan mujhko. Allah Akbar. Hazrat is explaining that the talk of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as zubane ishq, that the true lovers of Allah, when they talk, any simple thing they say, Hazrat says, I have heard from my elders, the Ahl al-Dil, who have got the pain of the love of Allah in their heart, I heard that what effect it has, that when a person talks with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explained, one of our great elders, his son became a great alim, and he had a jalsa, and his son gave a big bayan, a very good bayan, but all the majlis people said, Hazrat, we want to hear you saying something. And so Hazrat, after the bayan of his son, all that he said that last night I wanted to keep roza, but when I woke up for sehri, I saw the cat drank up the milk. And on that, everybody started crying. Heart started. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they talk from their heart. So what effects is it has on that heart? But more effective than that, magar mashoor karti hai muhabbat be zubaan muslim. But what mesmerizes me when I think of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm in a muraqabah, and we see the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of their gatherings, their majlis is be zubaan, just quiet. The Elullah is sitting, and that is what Allah Ta'ala has told us. If you want this love of Allah, you don't have to come and listen to bayan here. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be where the pious servants are. Because that is where Allah's rahmat is descending. So if you just sit there, with the intention that, oh Allah, what is in their heart? And how they thinking of you, that silent bayan of theirs, let it affect my heart. And as Hazrat has taught us and told us, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullahi, we see in this time, what change he brought in the world. What hardly talking, hardly much bayan, very little bayan. But people sitting in that company, the bayan of the heart penetrated that heart. So this Bair Zubah, and that is what Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullahi used to say, that person who doesn't benefit from my silent majlis, he'll never benefit from my talking majlis also. So we have to realize that just to be in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this intention that, oh Allah, that pain of your love that is in that heart, let it penetrate my heart. Then a person will get this realization, and you'll see clearly the dhoka of this world. As Hazrat puts it so beautifully, that kafas ki teliya rangi dhoka de nahi sakta, ke har dam muttarib rehti hai, yaad gulsita mushku. That now the outward, like a bird that is old in his game, flying in the open air, and the other birds that are in beautiful cages, that bird that is flying around and he knows the enjoyment of the outward air, he says this outward beauty of the cages doesn't give me the distraction. And it doesn't deceive me that, see how beautiful is that cage, let me come stay in that cage. So the outward attraction of this dunya, or this business, or now the sports, or now this dawat, it doesn't attract the ahlullah in the least, but these are just outward beauties which Allah Ta'ala has made as a test. Zuyyina linnas hubbu shahwat, all these tests, but when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your heart is restless, Allahu Akbar, to think of the beautiful garden of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to come and learn, that how Allah ta'ala can open the eyes of our heart. And this comes with the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we sacrifice a little, Allah ta'ala is mentioned, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith Qudsi, anna inda munkasiratul qulub, that Allah ta'ala says, I am with the broken heart. Allah knows you, we had a desire, but for Allah's pleasure we broke that desire. Now in that cracked heart, Allah ta'ala's love starts coming in that heart. Meri sehre sahar nawardi aur meri chaak damani bahut majboor karti hai meri aao fuga mushku. Hazrat explains, and to get this also, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the sacrifices a person has to make of his desires, all those things that will distract him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, a person has to take out time and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when I think how Allah gave me the opportunity to get up middle of the night, at the time of tahajjud, and at that time a person is not even concerned of your outward condition, my clothes. Hazrat says, if you look at the friends of Allah ta'ala, their buttons are always open. Like people will think, what kind of a man this is? He's not, and this is also another important aspect to understand. Many people think that to be a Sufi, you just have to be, what in Gujarati you say, a saplo, that you don't have to be properly dressed in that. No, it doesn't mean that. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected to Allah ta'ala. That is why they are unmindful whether their buttons are open or closed. In other words, in that deep enjoyment of tahajjud, du'as, etc., Hazrat says that the cry that I make at night, that makes me helpless and restless. That whatever condition I am in, but I cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I want this connection with you. And when that person has got that connection, and he's got the love of Allah, and he sees the outward conditions of people like myself, then Hazrat says, Taha tak zabte gham ho dosto, rahe muhabbat mein, sunane do tum apni bazmi mein, bazam mein, mera bayaan mushku. That, oh friends, how long can I control this grief of mine? That I see everybody going in the wrong direction. Everybody going towards the fun, enjoyment, sport. Now you want to go for this dawat. Now you want to be there. And to come to the majlis is a big effort. And today in the so-called modern world, even so-called people that have got knowledge, they say, no, you must be liberal. People must go to universities. People, and in that environment where your iman is going to be lost, The friends of Allah who's got the love of Allah, they got this pain. Where people are going? So Hazrat says, how long am I going to control this pain of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me explain to you all. Please, in your gathering, call the Ahlullah. Let them explain to us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And change the direction of our life and bring us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, where you will get all this? All this connection with Allah, this love of Allah, can you get it on the internet? Can you just buy it in the bazaars or anywhere? Or just by sitting by one, two bayans? No, Hazrat says, Mila karti hai nisbat, ahle nisbat hi se akhtar. Hazrat is addressing himself, but the lesson for myself and all of us, that if you want this nisbat, which is called connection with Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat Mawlana Tanwi rahmatullah has explained so beautifully in the ayat, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. That, oh Allah, make that nur of yours perfect in my heart. And where we will get this nur? Allah Ta'ala says, in the company of the friends of Allah. Those who got nisbat with Allah, those who got connection with Allah Ta'ala, their private life, public life, their heart, and what they talk is from their heart. In other words, they've got no double standards like myself. Outwardly a big bayan, but privately doing all against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, they are all the time worried of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, if you want this nisbat of Allah, you'll have to come and get it by the friends of Allah. Those who's got, and this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be a great alim. In the Nazam yesterday, Hazrat has mentioned that you can be a great alim also. But if you haven't got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat says, the friends of Allah, they get scared that this man is going to give bayan, what's going to happen? So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want this nisbat, then this is why Allah has brought us here. We should make dua and beg Allah that, oh Allah, you have brought us here to give us this nisbat. So let us get this nisbat from the heart of our great honorable Hazrat. Zubar se unki milta hai bayan durfisha mujhko. That from when they just talk, you hear that fiery bayan of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that what is coming from the heart, it penetrates into our heart. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. صدق الله المولى العظيم. First, we should always, Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif regularly. Let us read the also Durood Sharif inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Daily, Allah give us tawfiq to make a practice. And one very simple is to read 10 times in the morning, even if we just read sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It won't take us, it will be less than a minute also, or just around there. And at night also, especially before going to sleep, if we sleep with Durood Sharif on our tongues, how wonderful won't that be? And Juma, may Allah give us tawfiq to increase our Durood, inshallah. At least 100 times. Actually, much more than that, 1,000 times we should go. But if we are not still, then start with at least 100 duroods on Jum'ah. And those who are, try and make 1,000 durood sharifs on the day of Jum'ah. And then try and bring sunnahs into our lives, inshallah. The sunnahs which Allah has given us tawfiq, one is to do it consciously. One great alim was here, and he said, like we step out of the masjid, inshallah, all of us, sort of by nature now, we step out with the left leg. And when we come in, we step in with the right leg. But he said, if we're just doing it like, and it has become habit. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was asked about that. He said, there is faida in there also. It is good. But the actual sawab of sunnat will not be there. That will be when we do it with that in mind, there is the sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it doesn't mean much effort on the mind. That just is a sunnah, and that's why I'm doing it, sunnah. We're entering the toilet with the left leg, coming out with the right leg. there also, but the niyat of sunnah, then that the sawab of that we can't imagine. One sunnah that we make amal on, the sawab of it is very, very great. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the sunnahs and to try what we are doing, one consciously, and the other istiqamah, to do it always, and to increase on the number of sunnahs. Sunnahs, a whole lifestyle come on sunnahs. Our great, great buzurgs, they were also concerned after, in their old ages, that is my life according to sunnah or not. So we should try and see that how many sunnahs we can bring. One friend of ours who went for Umrah, and there's a thing like, it doesn't just come to our minds also. He said he went to the restaurant to eat. There it struck him, here we are in Medina Sharif, and here we are supposed to practice sunnat, and I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting on the chair. And so where is the sunnat? So he made the sacrifice. He said, I'd rather sit at home in my room, and whatever food I have or we arrange there in the restaurant, what don't you get? So many types of food. And then the other thing is, there are women also all the time there. So to keep one's gaze controlled is also difficult. So he said, this is now that sacrifice that a person makes. At that time I thought, we also don't even think of this. So how many things are in our lives which we don't think about? We just going by and we carrying on, and we don't think of these things. So we should try and make dua also to Allah. Allah, open my weaknesses and my faults upon me. Because shaitan's one big trap is, he doesn't let you see your own faults. And then in that process, he makes you see the faults of others. And that is the stepping stone of destruction of a person, where he doesn't see his own faults and he's looking at the faults of others. And the stepping stone of construction of a person going up is where he sees his own faults and now he doesn't see the faults of others. The faults come in front, but now he's no more like before. Oh, this person is like that, he does that, all that. No, now he's more concerned of himself. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And what has come in these beautiful ash'ar of Hazrat, which are really the bayans from the heart of Hazrat. And most of this ash'ar, Hazrat, it came to him at a certain period of his life. It came suddenly and it stopped suddenly. Just like Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. In fact, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, the last poem he left, it was left half. He didn't complete it. When Allah's inspiration stopped, he also stopped. He didn't put anything from his side, and he left it half. Otherwise, from his own side, you could have completed it. So Hazrat's poems also, and Hazrat writes, that middle of the night, my eyes used to just open, and fresh, fresh, fresh. Sometimes you wake up, but you're still a bit groggy, sleepy, you try and sleep again, you turn this side, you turn that side, you want to sleep, but fresh. And then the pen used to come in my hand, and without thinking, the pen should just move. And I should just write. And really these are those ash'ar which has made Hazrat where, what position. And one poem of Hazrat which is a complete bayan. Allah give us tawfiq to, when we hear it here, it's not entertainment, it's a bayan. That's why we have the translation also. Otherwise if it's only entertainment, nice, the rhythm in Urdu, the words rhyme also and said in a nice way, that was just entertainment. But the real meaning of it, and the real actual object is that we take this and try and bring it into our lives. Like in the poems that Hazrat says, Daaghi hasrat bhi bahut khaye hai. That sorrow of the heart, that pain of the heart, when you want to do, your nafs really wants to do. As one Maulana explained, like for example, you like chocolate. So now you go and buy a chocolate, and now you want to eat it. You bought it, you want to eat it. You got it in your hand, but now you give it to somebody else. You eat it. Now that time when you really, that ice cream bowl, that you really want to have that ice cream, at that time you give it to somebody else. It's not for us, but for training purposes, the person has to do all this. Then a person will come, where the haram comes, and he will be able to just discard it. And if a person doesn't do this training, then when haram comes, he'll find it almost impossible to discard it. And the haram also, there are various all the other serious harams are there. Besides that, our thoughts that we get, how many haram thoughts come to us? Whether it's in namaz, whether it is in Ramadan, whether it's in Taraweeh, where and where, all this. So if a person does this training, then he will be able to stay away from all those haram thoughts also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah to develop this love of Allah. But the love of Allah, the price of it is also very high. And what is the price? In one sense it's very high, in another sense it's really just giving up dirt, throwing out dirt from the heart to just throw out your dirt. That is all what the price is. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. When every desire, haram desires are gone out of the heart, then Allah comes into that heart. So we just have to take out the haram from our heart, and when Allah comes in that heart, one of the signs of it is we will look forward to namaz, we will start enjoying namaz, we will look forward to tilawat of Quran, dua, etc., all these things, and we will start enjoying it. And we'll start detesting guna, we'll start hating guna. So when that comes, that means Allah has come now into that heart. And when Allah fully comes into the heart of a person, may Allah grant us all. And may Allah make it easy for us. Normally the price is very high. But Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and most kind. When Allah wants to, He can just give it. And He gives it to how many people? Just like that also. But Allah Ta'ala comes in our heart. That is the main thing. And the path of it normally is that Allah has made it and put the test for us all the time. And we stay away from all the haram and we go into what Allah has commanded us. As somebody said it very beautifully, that all our haram desires, we must kill those desires and give life to the command of Allah. When we have done that, Allah will give us life, real life, what is called life, which was the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the life of the awliya, the real awliya of Allah. What life Allah had given them. And on the other hand, if we kill the command of Allah, and we give life, and we cherish the desires of ours, we get killed in the process. Our life of this world also becomes straitened, becomes difficult, becomes hard. And Allah save us from the akhirat if we don't make tawbah, and we don't return to Allah Ta'ala in a cleansed state. Allah make fadl, it's a different thing. Otherwise, if Allah takes us to task, we can't imagine what that will be. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayat-e-kareemah, Allah Ta'ala calls upon us and Allah Ta'ala gives us this message that inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in the creation of the fi khalqi samawati, the skies and the earth, wakhtilafi layli wan nahar, and the changing of day and night, La ayat, there are many, many signs in there, li'ulil albab, for men of intelligence, that people will take great, great lessons from there. Like now, the changing of the day and night, which brings about our months, which brings about our years, and which brings about all time that we have come into the new Islamic year now. We are in Muharram now, and today is the 6th of Muharram. So we should take lessons from here. People of intelligence, Allah Ta'ala says, they will take lessons. See how Allah Ta'ala has made time. Time itself is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. It's not just something that has come. When Allah wants to, Allah stops time also. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was missing his asr namaz, Allah Ta'ala brought the time back again. For Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Mi'raj in that few seconds, or hardly seconds, what a journey, right from Makkah Sharif to Baytul Maqdis, from there right to the all the heavens, right through everywhere till Sadratul Muntaha, the highest place. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned again, his bed was still warm. What a journey. So time is also the creation of Allah, fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And we have a common complaint nowadays, no barakat in time. The barakat will come when we barakat tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Barakat is only with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah biyadihi al-mulk, in He in whose control the entire universe, the entire creation is. So if we connect ourselves with Allah, Allah will give barakat in time. Not only yesterday, but even today, there are so many people who do so much work of deen. We can't imagine how they do all this work. You see the ibadat is also full. You see the khidmat is also full. You see the service of deen, writing of kitabs, giving bayans, etc. That is also full. Allah gives barakat in that time. On the other hand, we try to do 1/10, 1/1,000,000 of that, we find we just can't manage it. Small things become big matters for us. We can't manage even the small things. So when connecting with Allah, Allah will give barakat in time. And the other thing that we like a lot, barakat in money. Also, when we connect with Allah, Allah will give lot of barakat in money. You'll do little work and Allah will give you lot of money. And when we use it also correctly, Allah puts even more barakat in there. And then we find that we are just giving little time, but lot of barakat is coming. On the other hand, people who are swindling by the millions, they are short all the time of money. They haven't got money. They are short all the time. When there is no barakat in haram, where can there be barakat? In halal, and also that halal, which if a person makes effort that is 100% halal, how much barakat Allah gives in there? In that little, Allah gives a lot of barakat. So anyway, we are here in the beginning of Muharram. It's a new year that has come, and a new month also, and a new year. Besides this, that it is Muharram, it is a great month. It is from Ashur-e-Hurum, the great sacred months, which are the month of Allah it is referred to. All that is on its place. And also the whole our lunar calendar, our calendar by the moon, where we get our Ramadan, we get our Hajj, we get all Dhul-Hijjah, all the various times of the year we get by the barakat of this calendar. But more important than that is that this calendar, if we just see that, just a little bit more on that, this barakat, for example, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that there are certain times that have got much more barakat in them than other times. Like for example, this month of Muharram, every roza of every day of Muharram is equal to 1 month's roza. So Allah has given, so you just keep one roza, you get the sawab of 1 month. For 30 months, 2.5 years, if you keep the whole month of Muharram roza, Allah gave that. In the month of Ramadan, how much barakat Allah has put in there. The days of Zulhijjah, there how much barakat Allah has put. Certain places Allah has put barakat in. Like you make namaz at home and you make it in the masjid, the sawab is so much more greater. You make it in Masjid Nabawi, so much more greater. In Baytullah, Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif of Makkah, how much more is the sawab? So in places also Allah Ta'ala has put barakat. In a'mal also Allah has put barakat. Certain a'mal, they are small, they appear, but the reward of it is very, very big. And compare that with, for example, la yani, fuzul, unnecessary things. The minute we start spending our time in la yani, in unnecessary things, barakat starts going off. And if we fall into haram, backbiting, lying, and rumor mongering, and spreading rumors, etc., all that, then all barakat goes on. So Allah has put barakat in all. So in this time also, Allah has put a lot of barakat. Together with the barakat, the greater lesson to learn here is that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there were calendars also which were existing. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought that we are a unique nation. This the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely different from everyone else. Today the effort is being made that we must be all one. Not only in the ummah, even whatever wrong beliefs we have, we all must unite. That is not at all acceptable. And with non-Muslims also. This interfaith meetings, etc., that we must accept one another. That we are all Christians, Hindus, Baha'is, all of us, we are one. No, this came clearly, the Quran Sharif came to make a distinction between us, that the mu'min are different people. So in everything, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu, who could understand? understand Quran Sharif, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu understood it since his time. So he said that we are a unique nation, we must have our own unique and different calendar also. And it is from there where the Hijri calendar started. And when they made Mashura that how the calendar must start, our Hijri calendar, different opinions were given. It could be from the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it could be from the passing away of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from the time the Quran Sharif was revealed, from the time of any battle, like Battle of Badr, what a decisive battle it was between Kufr and Iman, it could be from there. But what was decided, which was divinely inspired, Allah Ta'ala put it, was the Hijrah. The time when, and therefore we call this the Hijri calendar, the time of Hijrat. So this is an important aspect that we should li'ulil albab, for man of intelligence and a real intelligence. Other people who know, ya'lamuna zahira min al, they know the outward things of this dunya, wahum anil akhirati hum ghafilun, whereas they are totally unmindful of akhirah. That can't be called an intelligent person. By their own definition, intelligent person is that who prepares for the rainy day, for the time in need. And the real time in need is the akhirah. Brother Muhammad is here, he just explained one person who passed away in Amersfoort for Jummah, on Jummah. MashaAllah, what a mort he got. At Jummah time, he was busy and making dua. Oh Allah, you are Ghafoorul Rahim. Oh Allah, you forgive. Oh Allah, you will forgive me, my son. All he was speaking like this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And his ruh went out at Jummah time. What a Mubarak mort. We mentioned this, that Allah, He blesses us with also such a mort out of His sheer mercy and His sheer kindness, which we don't deserve at all. Allah Ta'ala bless us with this mort. Also, before I forget, our friend Yusuf Bhai, who went to India for Qurbani, Crescent of Hope, he said that we should come to our senses now, especially with our extravagance, he says. They went to make Qurbani in the Calcutta area, in that places. He says, we saw with our eyes that there, the humans, Muslims, and dogs are fighting for the bones of the Qurbani meat in the dustbins. Those who are affluent, who have got money, they eat and they throw their bones in the dustbin. Dogs and humans, Muslims are fighting for those bones. And why we are wasting here. And what our waste is, untold waste. In everything, we have a wedding, we have a walima, we have a Quran khatam, and the amount of waste that is. All the things that are there. You have a bowl of ice cream or any dessert. Now it has to be covered also. A ribbon also has to be put over. All this wastage. Little chocolate. It is wrapped already. We have to wrap it again. We have to put a ribbon on it again. How much time is going? Whoever is doing it, we are paying for it. We are doing it ourselves. Whoever is doing it. But the amount of wastage. The chairs. There is no limit to it. The amount of wastage that we, and just imagine now, presently, at this moment, these people, human beings, insan, Musliman, are fighting with dogs for the bones. And what is the condition? And there, the condition is such that the authorities, they want to finish up the Muslims from various places. They come and they just take control of your land, which you harvest, on which you are living. They take it and nobody can do anything about it. This is how we Muslims, just imagine this ummah, that there was that one time when a person couldn't lift his eyes to a Muslim. He wouldn't dare to lift his eyes to a Muslim. And today, as it has come in the hadith, you'll be like a plate of food and all will come and pick from you and whatever they want to, they will take. Today we can't do anything. What's happening to the Rohingya Muslims? Nobody can say anything. Erdogan said a few words, it's so a little bit. But besides that, whole Muslim world is quiet. Individually, Allah reward those people who went. But that was also an effort they made, which is not even salt in a pot of food. The amount of people there, whatever resources they went with, how much can be done? How much is required? And at that time, the worst is that we are putting salt on the wound when we are celebrating how we are celebrating. and all haram things, birthday parties are so common amongst us, all other things. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding this wastage and every other aspect that we are involved in. Then we are wondering that what's happening, why all this problem? And Allah, when He comes with His punishment, then وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. The armies of Allah, only Allah knows. And there aren't only that amount of armies which Allah has prepared. In other words, types of azab to give a person. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Allah's power is unlimited. Allah can create new forms also. And Allah can bring us to fight with one another in various ways. And then whatever differences we have in our arguments, our fight, this is all the main cause of all this. We have displeased Allah. And displeasure of Allah is through our sins and our gunas that we are committing. And the worst type of gunas are which are done openly and publicly. And then again, nobody speaks about it. Even like the learned people, pious people, we also become part and parcel of all these things. The wrong things that are happening, we also become part and parcel. As one friend of us told us, that they have whatever, walima dawat, any other dawat, then to mostly it's only table and chairs. Perhaps they'll have a little bit to sit on the floor on one side, or they will cordon them off so that you don't see all that. But you are still part and parcel of the whole thing, and you know what is happening there, and all the wrong that is happening, the amount of videoing, the music, there's no limit to the list. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, we should be take a lesson at this time there of this great qudrat of this time, the ni'mat of time. Just as Maulana Musa was explaining, you watch a film for 2 hours of your time, you watch one cricket game, or just imagine, in 1931 most probably it was, Hitler went and see a cricket match. One day he watched for some hours, then he asked at the end, who won? They say, nobody won, 5 days the match will carry on. He says, 5 days our country, the business of the country, 5 days will come to a halt, all are just interested in cricket. He banned cricket as the national sport. And we, our time, one soccer match, one this match, one that match, all our other sports, etc., amount of interest we take in it, the amount we talk about it, and what is our talking? We are picking the members also. We are advising that who should come in and who shouldn't come in. All we are doing, what effect has that got? Who's listening to us? What have we got to do with that? And a Muslim, Allahu Akbar, where every moment of ours is so valuable. And really the decisions of the world are made more on the actions of the Muslims than what the kuffar do. What our actions are, that count more by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, let us come to our senses. So this is a time of the hijrat. It was installed, it was brought by us, that our mind goes to the hijrat. Hijrat of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to hijrat, and it was farz at that time to make hijrat. They had to leave, everyone, man, woman, all had to leave, and they had to go to Madinatul Munawwara. Now just think a little bit that where you are staying, where you were born and bred, grew up, your business is there, your family is there, everything. And now solely for the sake of deen, you must leave all this and go away. Not for better business prospects, not for going to study in a university, not for a degree, for nothing, but just for deen. And where you're going, you don't know anything what's going to happen. Nothing is pre-arranged there. It is, and you have sent all your containers and you have bought your house and everything is sorted out. No, nothing whatsoever. And you are going just with the pair of clothes that you have got. Nothing else. And that also, in most cases, very stealthily, they had to flee secretly, and they had to go in this way. And the journey again, in those days, on camelback or walking they used to go. From Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, today by car it's cumbersome for us. Bus is too difficult for us. We find it difficult. They had to go, and in all that weather conditions, what and what conditions, imagine what hijrat is. But this is what is required. This hijrat, that a person for the sake of deen makes this hijrat. And alhamdulillah, even today, there are those people. There are people from foreign countries, for example, who come here to South Africa. And they settle here just for the sake of deen, for their children's education, And for their education, they also come and learn, and they make this hijrat and they, for the sake of deen. So that is very meritorious. On the other hand, many of us are also making hijrat. We're going to white areas, for example. There is no masjid where we were. We were hearing adhan. Masjid was walking distance. And we're going there perhaps for security. And it may be permitted that we should ask from the muftis. But for the sake of deen that a person makes hijrat. That a person comes to a Muslim environment. In the round about the early 60s, in Zambia, also the Muslims faced the Asian Muslims faced a difficult time when the government had changed and they ordered that all Asians must come to the cities. They must not stay in their farm places, villages where they were. And it became difficult for them to stay there. Then they were thinking most of them to migrate and go away to UK. Hazraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came and they put it to him. And these were the true sincere people that whatever his mashura, they could see darkness, no light in that tunnel whatsoever. Hazraji said, this is the position. Hazraji said, you people stay here. Your masjids are here, your madrasas are here, your qabristans are here, you all going away, who will look at? And change your niyat. You came here for dunya, for business you came. Now change your niyat, you are staying here for the sake of deen. Dictate, and we have seen it with our eyes. Allah put the whole economy in their hands. Where it appeared that they would be destroyed. In our South African context with the apartheid system where they took Muslims from wherever they were living, put them somewhere else in the one remote corner. And with the hope that they will get the economy of the Asian Muslims and the Asian people will be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala made it flourish. And how it flourished, if you think those days from Johannesburg, all the Muslims had to come to Lanesia. Lanesia was a land, outthrown land, far away from Johannesburg. But today, how Allah has made it. And for the sake of deen, so we all make our niyat, wherever we are staying, whatever we are doing, let us make it for the sake of deen we are staying. And Allah Ta'ala on that will open big, big doors. You look after the deen, tansurullah, yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. If we will help the deen of Allah, we will serve the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make us firm and establish us, and Allah's help will come to us. So we have to make our niyat for the deen. So this is that time that we have to take this lesson, that this hijrat we make in our intention, whatever our niyat was, wherever we are living, let us now make that hijrat. And we make our niyat, I'm staying here for the sake of deen. Now let us take the part in tabligh work, do gusht, etc. In other good work, teach the children, teach the people, propagate deen, inform people about deen. Allah has given us a golden opportunity at the moment where we can take the message of Islam to the other people. And the moment, the present, the occasion is there. Let us use it not only for business, not only that we want to stay comfortably, but really to get the message of deen to the masses in the country. And there are people who are doing it, and Allah reward them, and in different places. But let us all help in this also. For locally also, there is a great, great need of makatib, madaris, and that make that the basis of social welfare work also to help the local people. And more than that, to propagate deen, to bring deen to the people. Then there is the opportunity of working in many places in Makatib, where, mashallah, there are many people, but it's still hardly a pinch of salt in the food. It's still nothing. Lot of work has to be done. Allah reward all those who are doing, and good work is being done, very good work, but that also make that the purpose of our object. For the deen of Allah Ta'ala, in whichever form we can, we do that. So the real lesson that we have to take from this hijrat is that this moment that I must make hijrat from my past life to a future life, a good deeny life, and see in ourselves whatever wrong we find in ourselves, make hijrat from that to the right thing. I've got pride in me. I've got arrogance in me. I think bad about other people in me. Make the effort. And then it comes right. It's not difficult. And when a person becomes conscious, Allah brings it. I haven't been sincere in my things. My namaz. Namaz is one thing also. We should try and make daily the niyat also. That, Ya Allah, my purpose of life is to become a namazi. That first of all, that my namaz five times a day. And five times a day, also what further? That not only that I manage the last rakat, no, from the first rakat, takbir-e-ula. Not only that, that those namazes that have got sunnats before them, that I make those sunnats, especially the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, that I do make even the other sunnats that I make them. And then further, I look at my qada-e-umri, and I become conscious of that. And mashallah, there are friends like that who have become conscious, and they have started reading their qada-e-umri also. That is also one big blockage in our lives, that we don't see good coming. I have changed now, I'm making my five times namaz, everything, but I'm still owing Allah Ta'ala. I'm owing Allah namazes, I'm owing Allah rozas, my zakat perhaps, or whatever else. Clear our account with Allah. Clear our matters with Allah Ta'ala. Allah will clear our matters with the creation. We only concentrate on clearing our matters with the creation, but that won't happen till we clear our matters with Allah Ta'ala. So our qada-i umri, then our namaz itself again, try and have concentration, devotion. We know the condition of our namazes. And our thoughts, how they go. So how many times it happens from the start to the end. And sometimes even after that, still no thought of Allah Ta'ala. We came to the house, Allah made the arrangement, the muazzin calls us, and what a proclamation. Four times loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But unfortunately, we are still, adhan also goes, and it makes no difference to us. Whatever we were doing, we just carry on. Adhan is like it's ignored. We know little bit, even little bit, labbaik, or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nothing, just we carry on. With that also, then Allah calls us then to His house. And when we are in the house, we have come to the house of the greatest of the great. So how much of that did you, when we enter the masjid, our niyat, etc., that also Allah give us tawfiq to enter with the adab, etc., and then our namaz when we say Allahu Akbar. And this also, we are all perhaps, myself, I found out that we just lift our hand like this. Best is that we lift it and touch the lobes of the ears. At least till in line with the lobes of the ears. And that little extra effort has to be made. And to put it with the lobes of the ears and everything, we don't need it, but scientifically every action of sunnat has been proven to be the best way for our health, for our dunya also. So Allah give us that our outward portions of namaz be correct also. All the postures of our namaz, that we make an effort that we be correct. And also that I'm making namaz for 10 years, 20, 30 years. That namaz and the namaz of a person who has just become baligh, 15, 16, there must be a great difference in that namaz. But sometimes there is the difference, but his namaz is more superior than mine. No, our namazes also, how much more we have got knowledge of deen, how much more we are like in a khanka, we are in jamaat work, any of these things, connection with buzurgs, like that, our namazes also must reflect that. That is shown in our namazes. Our namazes mustn't be just like other ordinary people's namazes. So namaz, we make it an object. And make our niyat and dua, that everyone in the family, that we will also make our namazes, everyone becomes a proper namazi. Then whatever efforts we make, further it is in the hands of Allah. So anyway, there is a great time to think of this. Then the month of Muharram, as I said, every day's roza is equal to 1 month's roza. Then Ashura, the 10th, that is a roza, where together with that, it compensates, and it 1 year's past year's sins are forgiven also. And then we are encouraged to keep one day more, the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, and that was also to distinguish again between us and the non-Muslims. How much lessons we are taught, but we just casually, our dressing, our lifestyle, our socializing, our weddings, now the themes in the weddings, where that comes from somewhere in the sunnah, to have a theme of a wedding, etc., where all these things come, all the mehndi parties and all the other, how many things take place in a wedding time, from where all these things have come into us. So we have to try and bring for complete sunnah and distinguish ourselves. It's a complete, that bada al-islam ghariba. When Islam came also, it was a different way. People were saying, who are these people? people. Now they are dressed differently, everything they are doing differently. So that is what we have to also bring into our lives, that particular Islamic way. Allah give us tawfiq. Lot of things have crept into us which we don't realize, which are not part of our deen. It may be part of our culture in the broader sense, but it's not part of our deen. And our real culture, as for a Muslim, is deen is this culture. Sunnat is this culture. That is what we must practice upon. So that also is very important, that we distinguish in every our dressing. And one thing that I have to stress on again, I met one person one time, nice, very good person, very good taluk, friendship, etc. But he had the Nike sign. So I told him, so he never knew. He said, I never thought about it also. Though it is being spoken, there are posters also, everything. But this Nike or Nike or N-I-K-E or the tick is actually the Greek goddess. It's an idol of the Greeks which grants victory. Therefore, it's more on sports clothing that you will get victory in this. But it is on many of us, whether it's on our sandals, whether it's on some hats also, for winter, those warm hats there also, on the other clothing, and there are many other things also. Manana Dawood Siddat, Allah Ta'ala reward him. There's one whole clip of his, unfortunately I haven't got to listen to it as yet. But about the kurta, he explains that what things have come in the kurta. New all designs and all this emblems and all these things have come in here also. Our woman folk also, everything. That we wearing the basic thing is of deen, but we have added all other wrong things. And basically deen, the mizaj of deen is simplicity. Eh? To connect with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that simplicity comes. But we are not satisfied until we have all other extra, the frills and all the trimmings and that, then only we feel happy. And that is not the way of a Muslim. Our way is to that simple way. May Allah give us tawfiq. Together with that also, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, a famous thing that has become also, which is totally wrong, giving of presents. There is absolutely nothing in the hadith. I tried and look and find out, but there is no reference of giving presents for Muharram. All that comes is the head of the family must open his heart and spend on his family. And ulama have restricted this to food. That your food in the house on that day, you open your heart. And also ulama have written for us in our environment, where almost every day's food is like our Eid's food. It doesn't apply to us. That those people who see meat perhaps one, two times a year, now the head of the family makes arrangement on that day, we'll have a chicken, we'll have some nice mutton, some nice dish or something. But we who are eating all the time, we are eating all this luxurious food all the time, it doesn't really apply to us. But it is even so, we say about fruits, they say, but fruits also we got all the time, we are eating. Ice cream also we are having, juice also we are having all the time. What more are we going to put down? But on that day, whatever little bit we can, open our hearts and spend on the family. Open your heart and spend. That is all what is required. About giving presents and that, and then the thing doesn't stop there. Just see where it has gone, where it started, and now the presents are to all other people also. This one giving to that one, so much so, Allah make us maaf. Boyfriend giving to girlfriend also presents, Muharram presents. Where do we go to now? So all these things here, yeah, it is only that we should spend on the family. May Allah give us tawfiq and this great. And also, this the Muharram has nothing to do with the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great, great person. One of the most sore and difficult events in the history of Islam, when he was martyred. But this happened, Ashura, and the value of Ashura and Muharram was when Hazrat Imam Hussein was not even born still. Hazrat Hussein, radiyallahu Allah Ta'ala anhu, was not even born already that time. It happened on this day, which is also a very sad thing that it happened on this day, but we don't all that, and how to there is no celebration like taking nails and sticks and hitting oneself and poking in oneself and all this type of things. This has nothing to do with Islam. One point a person also presented very beautifully, many times we become apologetic when we present Islam. Don't present this, don't present the true Islam. The true Islam has got magnet in it. the worst non-Muslim, it will also pull him. But when we want to give a lopsided our view, that he won't like this, he won't, don't tell him about this, don't tell him about that, then the true picture doesn't come. The true picture of Islam, which Allah has made, has got a great attraction in it. And it attracts people from all sides, all types of people. So if we have the Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah give him jazaa khair. He says people have read about Islam, people have heard about Islam, people want to see Islam. If that can come into us, and there are, mashallah, those people. One person who used to, his business was such, he had to be more on the road. And like he explained, after a storm, the trees, branches on the road. He stops and goes, which is not easy. It's not easy. And we have to see security and safety also. But he would remove all those to help people in their difficulties and hardships. This is the work of a Muslim. And this is across the board. You help Muslims, you help non-Muslims also. And this touches a person. At that time, Allah give us tawfiq. We are very weak, we are very selfish. Only we want our own comfort, we want our enjoyment, our peace. We don't worry about other people. The true picture of Islam, Allah let us get some idea what the true picture of Islam is, and Allah brings it in our hearts and our lives also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.